Today's shiur is Masechet Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, the new perek on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Ish Mekadesh Boy B'Shluchai. A person can make a Kedushin with himself doing the Kedushin or with his Shliach. There is a Machlokes Rishonim. When we learn here that Kedushin can be accomplished with a Shliach, so the question is regarding the appointment of the shliach. Does the shliach have to be appointed in front of Edom or not? The opinion of the Rambam is that Edom are not required for the appointment of the shliach, but the opinion of the Ravid is that you have to have Edom for that appointment. Of course, according to the Rambam, the shliach and the person who sent them have to be in agreement that there was a shlichus here. But if the two of them are in agreement that there was a shlichus here, that is enough to accomplish that the kedushin, that this person should be considered a shliach. In similarly, ishimus kadeshes, a woman can receive kedushin ba ubishlucha through herself or through a shliach to accept the Kedushin on his behalf. And actually, as Ritva, another Rishonim, point out, when we speak here about a Shliach being the individual to make the Kedushin, not only is the Halacha that a Shliach is valid, of course, as our Mishnah is teaching us, but there's even a bigger Chiddush here, and that is that the woman or the man don't have to identify that I want you to be Mekadosh this woman on my behalf. They just could say, any woman that you decide is going to be acceptable to me, any man that you say will be acceptable to me, that will be adequate. Hish Mekadosh Bitoy, a man has the ability to be Mekadosh his daughter, Kishinara. As we know, in the Halacha, a Jewish girl's life is divided into three periods. First, she's a ktana. A ktana is that age from when she's born until she's 12 years old. At 12 years old, if she bought Shtei Saris, she becomes a nara. And then at 12 and a half, she becomes a bageris. So says the Mishnah, Ish Mekadosh Bitoy Kishinara, a father has a right to marry off his daughter when she's a nara. And here too, ba, he could do it, and the halacha is, so too, he could have a shliach to do it on his behalf as well. So ask the Gemara, hashta b'shluch mekadosh, if the halacha is that somebody could use a shliach to do kedushin, so ask the Gemara, ba mebay, is there any question that he himself could do the kedushin? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, the reason the Mishnah taught us this halacha is to teach us mitzvah by yosim b'shluchai. As much as one could do the mitzvah himself, it's better that what he could do through a shliach, it's better that he should do it himself. So Tosfos asked the question. Many times when the Gemara asks this kind of question, that why does the Mishnah have to tell us this case, and we can learn the bigger chiddush, that if you could use a shliach is fine, and we can know a shliach is fine, then certainly he could do it. And the Gemara says the teretz of loizu afsuk tani. And the question is, why over here does the Gemara not suggest that teretz? So one teretz, so Taisa says, the only time we say loizu afsu is when there are two separate cases. And therefore, the Gemara says, we didn't need the second case only because loizu afsu. In our Gemara, in our Mishnah, it's not two separate cases. It's one. It's extra words. For extra words, we don't say loizu afsu tani. Ritva says that the Gemara could have mentioned loizu afsu, but the Gemara prefers not to say that teretz. It has a different teretz. So Rashi says, why is the mitzvah boy yosim b'shluchai? Because somebody does a mitzvah himself, he gets more schar. There's more schar involved. So the question is, what is the mitzvah one does when he's Mekadosh Nisha? So the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah to get married. the somebody getting married is fulfilled. Loisi Elisha is a mitzvah to get married. Others, the Rosh approaches that it's the mitzvah puravu that is happening over here. The Rambam says, as we know, that whenever Kedushin takes place, a bracha is recited, and says the Rambam that halacha applies whether the shlichus was done by the Kedushin was done by himself or through a shliach. The Miri points out that if somebody does Kedushin through a shliach, the shliach does not make a bracha. The bracha will be recited by the Nesuin, as we do, right before the Nesuin will do a bracha on the Erisin. So our Gemara just said, the rule of mitzvah boy yoisa b'mishluchai. But there's a very interesting Yismach Moshe. The Yismach Moshe in the Haftarah to Parshas Ekev says that this rule of mitzvah boy yoisa b'mishluchai is only in a case where the shliach is not getting paid. But if the shliach is getting paid, then there is no rule of mitzvah boy yoisa b'mishluchai. The Shabina Rav Zatzal in the Shas Tshuvas Dovim Mishorim Chelik Aleph Simen Mem Zayin asks on the Chiddush of the Yismach Moshe that our Gemara didn't in any way indicate that there is such a nafgamina if the shliach was paid or not. It seems from our Gemara, says the Shabina Rav, that the rule of mitzvah by Yismach Mishluchai applies under all circumstances. The Sefer Yovan Shmua explains that the Pasuk in describing the woman's participation in the building of the Mishkan, the Pasuk says, V'chol isha chachma slave b'yodaya tovu. So he explains, why are the women called chachma slave? Because the women were intelligent enough to know that they should do it themselves. That since they should do it themselves, because of the rule that we just learned, mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucha, that's why the Gemara says that they were chachma slave to know that halacha. So I saw that Rabbi Shumi Belz asks a question. Rashi says, why mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucha? Because you get more schar. But he asks, we know that atuag kavodim ham sham shim sarov amanas. We're not supposed to do mitzvahs to get schar. So why is mitzvah by Yosef B'shluchai a concept here? Are we doing mitzvahs for schar? So he says a very interesting answer. He says that he suggests that when somebody does a mitzvah above and beyond the way the mitzvah was required to be done, so he says then it's considered for that you're allowed to get schar. So here, our Gemara Mishnah become a perfect example. A person could have done the Kedushin by himself, but through a shliach. But instead of using a shliach, he did the Kedushin himself. That's why he's deserving of schar. Another pshat that I saw from the Sefer Vayichi Yosef is that the reason mitzvah boy Yosef mibishluchai, and Rashi says, because you get more schar. What is the schar that Rashi is referring to? So he says that the schar that Rashi is referring to is that when a person does a mitzvah, it makes him a better person. And therefore he suggests, when the Gemara over here says, mitzvah boy yoisa b'shluchai, what the Gemara means to say is that because if I'll do the mitzvah myself, that will help that I will become a better person. And since that will help that I should become a better person, that's why we say mitzvah by Yosef B'mishluchai. I saw that others explain that we find that anything that Avraham Avinu did, that mitzvah lasted for all generations. Other things did not have the same power. And that's why mitzvah by that's why we say mitzvah by Yosef B'shluchai, because when we do the mitzvah ourselves, that schar, maybe that's the schar that Rashi is referring to, stays with us for our future generations in a much more powerful way. And I saw that the Cheshukei Chemed has a very interesting shaila. He says somebody has the schus of moving into a new apartment. He built a new home, and he's putting up the mezuzahs. And the many people, he says, as they put up the mezuzahs, they invite their parents, their in-laws, to participate in the putting up of the mezuzah. But here we just learned, mitzvah boy yosef mishluchai. So what should I do? Should I ask my father, my father-in-law to do it? And like that, I'll show the respect to them that they very much deserve. Or on the other hand, an argument should be made, mitzvah boy yosef mishluchai. So he really suggests that this discussion that we're having in our shir, a mitzvah by Yosef B'shluchai, is a machloikas apayskim, if it's a chiv deraisa, or it's only a hiddur. It's only something appropriate, but not something that's absolutely required. So he says, if it's a deraisa, then of course we should do it ourselves. Moreover, he begins a discussion if this is by all mitzvahs, do we say mitzvahs Yosef B'shluchai, or it's only by certain mitzvahs. So he first discusses, why is there a rule of mitzvah by Yosef B'shluchai? So he quotes the Rashi that we've been learning with. The Rashi says, when you do the mitzvah yourself, you get more schar. He quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says, when a person does a mitzvah himself, he makes sure that the mitzvah is done properly. And therefore, mitzvah by Yosef B'shluchai, the Tvua Shor and the Chidah have a different approach. He says that mitzvah by Yosef B'shluchai is that if you ask somebody else to do the mitzvah, it shows that you don't have the proper respect to the mitzvah. So therefore, you should do it yourself. The Gaon Yeshas says that the reason mitzvah by Yosef B'shluchai is because when we have a rule, we learned it earlier in our Masechta, that God mitzvah v'isa v'mishenah mitzvah v'isa. Somebody who's obligated to do a mitzvah is of a higher level than somebody who does a mitzvah that is not obligated. So my mitzvah I have to do, not the other person. Another reason that the Marie Merbrunner says is that the mitzvah that you do, when you do a mitzvah, you make a bracha. But if you're not going to do the mitzvah, you're not going to be able to do the bracha. The other explanation we saw is that, as we learned from Avram Avinu, whatever he did himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for his children himself, Kaviyachol, other things that he didn't do by himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Shlichim to do it. So we see from Avram Avinu, the same Avram Avinu says, the Yashkim Avram Baboyka, Avram Avinu got up in the morning to show that how anxious he was to do the mitzvah. So if we start analyzing these different opinions, we'll see that if it's to show honor to the mitzvah, so maybe asking an important person to do it is showing even greater honor to the mitzvah. But if it's to show the bracha, or if it's for schar, it's the same, because maybe there's more schar when a greater person does it. But if it's to show that you're mitzvah v'oisa, to show that you're honoring the mitzvah, so then as much as you're asking somebody else, and that other person may be a very important and significant person, it doesn't make a difference. The halacha is you should do the mitzvah yourself. And actually, this question comes up in other areas of halacha. It says the Shach in Chosh Mispit, Shimon Shin Pei Beis, if Katan Dalet, says that if somebody himself is a moil, he knows how to do a bris milah, and Baruch Hashem, he has a baby boy, he's not allowed to ask someone else to do the bris on his behalf. There are those who hold that if there's someone else who may be a more competent moil or a more chashuv person, a Talmud Chacham, Yerushimayim, you could ask him even though you could do it yourself. So we see that the rule of mitzvah by Yosef B'shluchai is not necessarily a hard and fast rule. And we have to look at the different reasons to be able to know when it should be applied. And as I said, it's also a machlokes. Is it a mitzvah deraisa, which is the opinion of the Emek Sheila? The Shulchan Aruch Rav holds it's a hiddur mitzvah. And again, if it's a mitzvah deraisa, so then we have to be, of course, more concerned that mitzvah by Yosem B'shulchai versus if it's only a hidden mitzvah. Says the Gemara, where do we have precedent for this? Kihad the Rav Safra Machrik Reisha. If he had an animal that he had for covered Shabbos and it had to be the skin, the hair had to be removed, he did it himself. Rava Malach Shibutai. Rava would be the one to take off the clean the fish the covered Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav very much consistent with what we just learned, says that why and how did these Talmid Chachamim do these mitzvahs themselves? Yes, we're learning mitzvah by Yosef B'Shluchai, but if a Talmid Chacham has someone else who could do the mitzvah and he's learning, isn't it more important that he should be learning in that time? Particularly if we follow the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Rav that mitzvah by Yosef B'Shluchai is only a hidden mitzvah. So he says that this is especially a halacha for Hichl Shabbos, because to read the words of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Ella B'Shabbos B'Vad, since when we speak about Shabbos, Shenitztavu L'Chavva Ma'oid, that we have a mitzvah to do it, to show honor to Shabbos. So when there's a mitzvah to show honor to Shabbos, that's a mitzvah that we have to do ourselves, and therefore can't ask someone else. As the Sharet Tzion explains, there are two types of mitzvahs, but there are mitzvahs that are mitzvah shebegufoy. A mitzvah shebegufoy, we can never ask somebody else to do on our behalf. And he says that a mitzvah of Kibbutz Shabbos is considered a mitzvah shebegufoy, and therefore we have to do it ourselves. I saw other achrayim also suggest that there are mitzvah chiyuvis, mitzvah that we're obligated to do, and there are mitzvahs which are called mitzvah kiyumis. A mitzvah kiyumis is that if somebody does it, he gets a mitzvah, but not that he's obligated to do that mitzvah. And the concept of mitzvah by Yosef B'Shluchai is only said by mitzvah chiyuvis, not by mitzvah kiyumis. Ikad Amri, but now the Gemara says that not only is there a point, says the Gemara, of mitzvah by Yosef B'Shluchai, but in our situation, is sura nami behu. That is, there's a isser, and one has to do the kedushin by himself. Rabbi Yehuda Marav, based on what Rabbi Yehuda Marav taught us, Damar Yehuda Marav, Oslan Meshikad Seisha, a man may not marry a wife at Shiren unless he sees her herself. For we need to be concerned, Shema Yirabadova Maguna, he may see something that displeases him about her, but Tizgana love it. And then the Rechmanam, and the Torah says, we have to Rechkamech, we have to love somebody. And to do something that will cause that people should not be loved, that of course we may not do ourselves. I saw one pshat, why is Shabbos different? Because Shabbos was a special gift that was given to us by Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. So to show our appreciation to Kadosh Baruch Hu for giving us this mitzvah, he himself giving us the mitzvah, that's why we have to do the preparation for Shabbos ourselves. So I saw that the Sefer Nimus HaChaim says that this Gemara teaches us a very, very important lesson. We're always thinking about the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. He says, v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha begins at home. The first person we say v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha is regarding our wives, that we should show them the love and the respect that they deserve. So our Gemara says, the rule that osla adam kadosh isha at shirena. So remember that when Avram Avinu was traveling to Mitzrayim, he told Sarimenu, hinen no yadat ki ish yifas mara'at, that you are a very beautiful woman. And Rashi says, quoting Amaram Basra, hinen no yadati, now I know that you are beautiful, till now, Avraham Avinu never saw her. He didn't, and that's why he was able to say, Hini no yudati, I only know now. So to ask the Mashah, Al-Gemara says, Osul Adam L'Kadosh Isha Achi Yirena. So how was it possible that Avraham Avinu never saw Sarah? So the Mashah answers that Avraham Avinu certainly saw Sarah before he married her. But because the great modesty that existed between them, he never looked at her again from that time until this time when they were going to encounter Avimelech. That's what he says, Rashi says, in the beginning of Parshas Chayesara, Baschof Kebasayin, that when she was older, she was beautiful like when she was young. What Rashi means to say is that Avraham Avinu did not see her until that time. So the Noida Behuda, son-in-law, asked them a question, that if somebody sends a shliach to perform kedushin on his behalf, and the mekadesh, the person who's doing the kedushin, never saw the kala, why would the shlichus take effect? As we're going to be learning now the sugyas of shlichus, we're going to learn there's a rule of ein shliach ledvar veira. You can't have a shliach when he's doing something wrong. So a shliach who's making a kedushin for somebody who didn't see the kala is doing the wrong thing. So why would that shlichus be a valid shlichus? So the Noida Behuda answers that what Rav means in our Gemara is only to discourage people from getting married without seeing each other because Shem Tiskanolov. But not to say that if a kedushin was done where the chosen didn't see the kala, then the kedushin is not a valid kedushin. And the Noida Behuda in that tshuva takes this point one step further. He says that what happened by Avram was that Avram Avinu was in a madrega that he said, "I don't care how Sarah looks, no matter how Sarah looks, I'm prepared to take her as a wife." In a case where the chosin is prepared to take the kala without and says explicitly, "I don't care," then the Gemara's rule of Osul Kadosh Isha Achi Yirena doesn't apply. That's why Avram can marry Sarah without seeing her, and that's why the kedushin that was done by a shliach for someone who never saw the kala is a valid kedushin, says the Gemara. So if now we're learning the reason why a person should do the kedushin himself is because of a new reason that the Gemara introduced. Because also Adam Shekadosh Aisha Chirena, so now says the Gemara, this that Rabbi Yosef taught us, the concept of mitzvah by Yosef and Meshluchai, regarding what was that stated, says the Mavachit mit Rabbi Yosef a Seifet, and it's referring to the Sefer. The Sefer said, Haisha miskadeshes ba b'shlucha, that a woman could use a shliach to receive kedushin on her behalf. So now ask the Gemara the same question. Hashta b'shlucha mekacha, if kedushin could be done through a shliach, ba m'boy, is there a question that she herself could receive the kedushin? Says the Gemara to this, Amar Rabbi Yosef ba mitzvah ba Yosef b'shlucha. There's a greater mitzvah that she should receive the kedushin than have a shliach take it on her behalf. And the Gemara says, the precedent that we learned earlier, Kyodar of Safra Machak Resha, Mersefer with prepared animal, Rava Malach Shivuta, Avbaha, and themselves for Shabbos. Avbaha, in the case where a woman has a shlich receive the Kedushin on her behalf, even though she didn't see her husband, says the Gemara Yisur Lespa, there's no Isser. It's not the same as by the husband. Why? Because says the Gemara, a rule that Rish Lakish has taught us many times, Kedresh Lakish, Dama Tavla Mesa Tamdu Mesa Armula. Women are prepared and happy to be married rather than being alone, and therefore she isn't so particular what the chasan looks like. But I saw that the Rishonim asked that this woman has no mitzvah to get married. The mitzvah Puravu is in a man. So that's why, how do we say mitzvah bo, yoisim v'shlucha, by a woman when there's no mitzvah? The Ran asked that question. So the Ran answers that since the wife is an integral part in the fulfillment of this mitzvah, since she's an integral part in the fulfillment of the mitzvah, so she's certainly participating in the mitzvah. Another explanation that the Shita Loi Nodlami says that she may not be obligated midaraisa, but she's obligated midarabonim. Another teretz that I saw is that even though she's not obligated in puravu, but there is a pasuk leisoho bara leshevish yitzaru. The world wasn't created to remain desolate. The world was created that it should be inhabited. And that mitzvah speaks to men and to women as well. Since it speaks to men and women as well, so there is a mitzvah for women. And then another pshat that I saw is that the Torah specifically that wanted that this mitzvah should be fulfilled in a combination. On the man, it should be a mitzvah v'aisa, and on the woman, it should be a mitzvah v'aisa. We learned in the Mishnah, Ish Mekadosh Hizbitik Shinara. A father can marry off his daughter when she is a Nara. Ask the Gemara, Shinara in, only when she's a Nara. Shiktana loy, but not when she's a Ketana. Says the Gemara, Messiah Leila Rav. Damar Yudam Rav, Yitamer Beloza. Osel Adam Shikadosh Hizbitik Shiktana. One may not marry off his daughter while she's a Ketana, because we're concerned he should wait. At Shetigdol, the time of plenty writes her. Until she says she wants this man. So Tysus asked the question that we just learned from Reish Lakish that women are very anxious to get married. Tavla Mesav Tandu Melamesav Armala. And now we're saying that she shouldn't get married when she's a Ketana because she may not like the husband. So Tysus answers, once she decides that she wants to get married, she will be satisfied with any husband. But she has to agree to want to get married. The Rashi and the Meiri say, a Nara is smart enough to understand that my father is choosing for me a husband who's best for me. A Ketana is not intelligent enough to realize that what her father is doing for her is for her favor. And that's why the halacha is, don't marry her off until she realizes that what he's doing is really very much a favor for you. So one of the concepts we certainly have established is that there's a concept of shlichus. So ask them, shlichus menolan. Where do we know the halacha of shlichus? The Torah says, regarding a get, the Torah says, "Ki kach ish yishu bala v'hayim leisim tzachem be'enav v'kosu la seif krisis v'nosna b'yada v'sholchem e'beisai v'shilach." The Torah says, "V'sholcha melamet shuah shliach." A husband could point the shliach to give the get to his wife. V'sholcha, and we learn from the word v'sholcha melamet shehi oisa shliach, that she can make a shliach. So Tosfos Rosh asks, why do we need a pasuk for the man, for the husband, and for the wife separately? So he answers, as we often say in our shiurim, that the halacha of a husband and the halacha of the wife in a get are very different. The husband could divorce a wife without her consent, and therefore the husband is in a much stronger position than the wife, and that's why we can't learn one from the other. V'shilach, the pasuk says v'shilach, v'shilcha, the Torah could say v'shilach and says v'shilcha, v'lamed sh'af v'shlich ois v'shliach, that one shliach can make another shliach. But the Ritva reminds us of Gemaris that we learned in Masechet Gittin, and he says, when could a shliach make another shliach? He says, the only time a shliach can make another shliach, says the Ritva, is if the shliach was given permission to be able to do so. If the shliach was not given such permission, he may not do so. Ask the Gemara, Ashkacham Begerushin. So this pasuk that we just learned is a pasuk Begerushin. However, ask the Gemara Bekedushin Menolan, how do you know Bekedushin shlichus works? V'chi tema, and if you'll suggest, ask the Gemara. The Yalef Megerushin will learn the halachas of Kedushin from the halach of Gerushin, But that isn't simple. Malagerishin, as we just said, Sheken Yeshna Bal Karcha, since the act of Gerishin doesn't need her permission, doesn't need her consent. So that's why, explains the Tosfos Rosh, maybe a shliach is not a problem, because it's a very different type of act. The Pnei Yeshua says the fact that the husband is in total control of the gerushin, that's the reason why the shliach is doable. Mal gerushin ken yesh lo bakarcha. How do we know? But how will we know that so too is the halacha by kedushin? Answers the Gemara: Amakra for yatz of a haisa. From that we've learned so many times. Makish avay litzia. The Torah connects the halachas of hilchas kedushin and the halachas of hilchas gerushin very much together. And therefore, ma yitzia, we've been learning ma shliach by get a shliach could work. So too we learn af havaya by kedushin nami ma shliach will work. Ask the Gemara el hada tanan. The Mishnah Masechta Trumas teaches us as follows: the halacha is the midaraisa, the chita achas peteris as a kri. The smallest amount, one is enough to give a truma. Chazal ever established that a generous person gives a 40th, an average person gives a 50th, and a stingy person gives a 60th. And actually, as the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea, Simon Shin Laman Aleph Sif Yotes, teaches us that Bezman Azeh, since we don't know who the Kohanim are, so we're not going to give the Truma to the Kohanim and the Tomei anyway, so we revert back to the Din D'Oraisa, and we give a Chita Achas. So now, the halacha is, if somebody appointed a shliach to take truma on his behalf, so how much should he take? So says the Mishnah, in Masechta Trumas Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, Torim Kedas Balabais, he should take as he assesses the owner would want. Vim any day up, Bas Balabais, but he doesn't know what the owner normally does. Torim Abenis, he should take the average amount, which as we said, is Echem Nechamishim, a 50th. Pichas Asara, Asayisav Asara, if he took a 40th or a 50th, Trumasay Truma. The halacha is that it's a valid Truma. Menolon, from where will we learn that that is the case? V'chitem, says the Gemara, the Yalef Megerishin, would learn the halacha of Truma from the halacha of Gerishin. Ask the Gemara, Mal Gerishin, Sheken Yeshlon Chol. The Gerishin is Chulin, but Truma is, of course, not Chulin. So maybe we can't learn Truma from Gerushin. Amakra, so says the Gemara. Answers the Gemara, the Pasuk by Truma says, Kein Tarimu Gam Atem Truma Hashem. Says the Gemara, Gam Atem L'Rabbis is a Shliach. We learn from here that a Shliach is good for Truma. So ask the Gemara, V'nichta Rechmana B'Truma. So it should be adequate that the Torah should teach us this halacha by Truma. V'Nesi Hanach V'Nigmar Menei. And we should then learn the halacha of gerushin and kedushin from truma. Answers the Gemara, that can't work. Shemdikla mechrach sheken yeshna machshava. Truma, you can designate truma mentally, and that would be sufficient. By gerushin and kedushin, of course, that would be insufficient. So we learned now a new halacha that by truma, and the Gemara is putting truma in the category of kachim, is that Machshava is enough to make it a valid designation. And the Shulchan Aruch indeed paskens that way. By Kachim, mental designation is adequate. And the question therefore comes up, if somebody decides that he wants to give a certain amount to Tztaka, and he didn't verbalize that pledge, the halacha may very well be that you're obligated to fulfill your pledge. And therefore the Paiskim say that you have to be very careful about those machshavas. And then I saw that Rav Shlomo Zalman discusses a very important question. He says many times people see somebody coming to collect stock in shul, and they anticipate that that person is going to be coming over to them, and they take money out of their pocket to prepare to give to that person. And then for whatever reason, whatever happens, that person doesn't actually approach them. But they thought that that person will be approaching them. And because they thought that that person will be approaching them, they already had prepared the money. And if we're saying that a mental designation is enough to make it into an obligation, certainly a act of taking that money out of your pocket should be considered an act of designation. And therefore, if Shlomo Zalman strongly urges that a person, even when he's preparing money to give tzedakah, should have in mind that he's not meaning to give it until the person actually approaches him. Vadatanan asked the Gemara, we learned in Masechta Pesachim that Tzadik Ches on the base, Chabura Shavat Pescha, you have a group that prepared the Korban Pesach, and then the animal that they prepared got lost. Vamalechet, so they asked a member of the group, Tse Uvakesh Shkoitelenu, go look for another animal and shecht it on our behalf. And that's what happened. V'holach u'matza v'shochet. But then the shliach went, found the original animal and shechted it. V'hein, and the people of the group who were not aware what happened, lochu, they brought another animal, v'shochtu. And they shechted that animal for the Karm Pesach. So the halach is, im shaloi nishchad rishon, if the original animal was shechted first, who oichlem mishloi, he eats from that animal, v'heim oichlem v'shoyse imai, and they eat also from that animal as well, menolon. Where do we know that his shlichus will work for them? V'chitem v'yalf mahanach, if you say you can learn from Truma or Gerishin, Malaharach, certainly Gerishin, but even Truma, when we compare it to our carbon, Shekhen Yeshtim Chol Eitzel Kachim. Compared to a carbon, they're not Kachim. So how do we know that Shlichus works even in such a situation? Answers the Gemara, Nafkalem Rabbi Shu ben Karcha. We learn from where Rabbi Shu ben Karcha taught us. Don Rabbi Shu ben Karcha Menayin Sheshluch Shalom Kamaisai. From where do we know the halacha of Shluch Shalom Kamaisai? Shenema Veshachatu Oisai Kol Kadas Yisrael Ben Abayim. That all of them shech the Karban Pesach in the afternoon of Erev Pesach. Is the question, V'chikol HaKol Kul Shachtim, does the entire community of Klai Yisrael shech the Karban Pesach? There's one person that checks the carbon at a time. From here we see, so the Gemara says, so here we clearly see that Shlichus works by carbon Pesach. So ask the Gemara, so the Torah should have taught us this halacha by Karban Pesach, v'neisach hanach, and all the other situations where we want shlich should work, v'nigmam ne, we should be able to learn from kachim. Answer the Gemara, kachim cannot be a source. Shem de'ikla mifrach, ma'ala kachim, shekein roim asem edei shlich. When we speak about kabonis, everything is done through shlichus. We have the kohanim who do all of the avoid of the carbon, but they're shlichim, as we learned previously, shluchad rachmanah, shluchad adon, but we see that by kabbalah, shlichus works. Says the Gemara, so we've had a number of sources in our shir where shlichus works, gerishin, truma, kachin. And we've been able to say that no one of those sources could be a source for the rest of the Torah. But ask the Gemara, as it often does, Chodim echadal asya. One source cannot be a source. But ask the Gemara, Taisei chodim etarti. Why does the Torah have to give us three sources? Why isn't it adequate that the Torah should give us two sources? And then everything else will be learned from those two sources. Says the Gemara, what do you want to omit? Hi Taisei, loy nechta rechmona bekotchim. You'll say that the Torah should not have written the halacha by kachim, but Taisei mehanach, and then we'll learn all the other halachas from Gittin and Truma, Malahalach, Shekhen Yeshna Chalat Kachim, Kachim Akachim. So we can't learn Kachim from Chulin. Loy Nichter Rachman Begerishin. So why do you want to say that the Torah should have omitted saying it by Gerishin, the Taisim Mahanach, and we'll learn Gerishin from Truma and Kachim? Malahanach, the Lochas are both by Truma and Kachim, as we said earlier, they can be designated mentally. Get a mental designation is inadequate. Aluch the Rechmana b'Truma. So the Gemara should have been left out of Truma, but Teis Mahanach, and then we could have learned Truma from Gerishin and Kachim. Hachanami, says the Gemara, indeed. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, we quoted earlier the pasuk that the Torah says by Truma, Atem Gam Atem, that we said is coming to teach us that Shlichus works by Truma. Why was it necessary to have that pasuk? We could have learned it from Gittin and Kachim. El Atem Gam Atem Lomali. Answers the Gemara, the need for that pasuk is for something else. That the shliach has to be ma'atem bnei bres, that the person who is mechuyev in truma is a Jew, af shluchachem, the shliach has to be bnei bres. But ask the Gemara, how long will he crow? Why do I need a pasuk of atem gam atem to teach us this? Mirav chia bar abba om rab yoichan afka. Dom rab chia bar abba om rab yoichan. Eina eved nasa shliach lekabel get miyad bala. A shliach can't be a get, can't be a eved, kanani, cannot be a shliach kabbalah. The kabbal get me ad bala shalisha. If she ain't tars be gittim kedushin, you have to be in that parsha. There's an interesting machlokas rishonim. The Gemara clearly says that it can't be a shliach lekabbalah. What about being a shliach lahilocha? Answers the Gemara itzrich. We need a pasuk. The sakadat chamina evid the la bar teri kulal. When evid is excluded, he's not part of the parsha of Gittin and Kedushin. The La Bar Taylor Club, he isn't included in the Parsha of Gittin. Avol Oivik Achavim, Hoyal V'Isa B'Truma D'Nafshi, a guy could give his own Truma, the Tanan, Oivik Achavim V'Tkuti Shetam V'Trumas and Truma. So maybe since that puts them in that category, we would think, Eima Shliach Nami Ovid, they can make a Shliach. That's why the Pasuk teaches us that they could take off their Truma, but they can't be a shliach, kamashman, that they can't be a shliach, and that's what we need a pasuk for. Ask the Gemara of Shimon, the potter, according to Shimon, that says that an akum is completely excluded from the parsha truma, as the Tanan, as the Mishnah teaches us, trumas oivet chavim medamas, if the truma of an akum got mixed up with chulin, the halach of truma and chulin mixed up apply. The chayoven lachaymish, a zar who eats that truma has to pay back the principal plus a chaymish. Rav Shimon Peiter, he says that an akum is not in the parasha of truma. So if we come back, if an akum is not in the parasha of truma, he obviously may not be the shliach. So now the question comes back, atem gam atem lomali, why do we need a pasuk of atem gam atem? What does that pasuk teach us? If it's not necessary to teach us the halacha of shlichus, it's not necessary to teach the halacha of shlichus of akum. It's ruchsakadat chamina hoyva amamar. The brayse teaches atem v'loy risim. Your sharecropper cannot take truma on your behalf. Atem v'loy shutfim. A partner can't take truma for the other partner. Atem v'loy apotropis. An apotropis can't take truma. Atem v'loy terem hashen shloy. Somebody can't take truma on something that he doesn't own. Ema atem v'loy shluchuch nami. We would think that an akum is maybe also excluded. Kamash malon, that the Torah says that even though all of these cases are excluded, but the halacha is shlichus, all these cases are excluded, shlichus is still doable. So it's a very interesting question. What is the halacha if somebody, we're learning the halacha of shlichus and we're learning of atem b'nei bris, that we have to be a shliach. So the question is that if a non-Jew owns a business in Eretz Yisrael, or even not in Eretz Yisrael, and he bought produce that's mechuyev in trumas and maestris, so we have to take off trumas and maestris, because they were obligated in trumas and maestris when they grew by the Jew. The fact that they're now in the store that's owned by the akum doesn't take away that obligation of taking off trumas and maestris. So now, but we're learning an akum doesn't have the ability to appoint a shlich ma'atem nebris. What should be done? So he says that so Rabbi Yoshev was asked this question, and what Rabbi Yoshev said has to be done under these circumstances is that the person, the mashgiach, whoever who's being appointed to take off the trumas and maestris, first has to buy all that produce from the Akum. Once he buys all that produce from the Akum, it becomes the produce of a Jew. When it's the produce of a Jew, and certainly in this case, it's the Jew who's going to take off Trumas and Maisris, he could take off the Trumas and Maisris because he's taking off produce, whether he's a Shliach or whatever you'll call it, but it's not a problem that you're taking off Trumas and Maisris on behalf of an Akum who cannot appoint a Shliach.